Manuscript Releases, Volume 11, Numbers 851 to 920. M.R., Number 860. Spiritual Lessons from Farming and Building. Ye are God's husbandry. Will the students apply this lesson while they are working upon the land, tilling the soil, plowing and harrowing, putting all the skill they possess into the work of bringing the land into a condition where it will be fit for the planting of the seed and the trees, preparatory for the harvest? Will they bear in mind that they are God's husbandry, a part of the Lord's farm, and that in this term of school there is a great deal of work to be done by those who are appointed to watch for souls, as they that must give an account? There are hearts that need much more labor bestowed upon them, because the soil has not been under the plow or the harrow. The hardened soil must be broken up and subdued, so that the word of God, the gospel seed, may find favorable soil for the production of a harvest. Let the students call all their faculties of discernment to bear upon this subject. Let their skills interpret the figures used. The earth has to be worked to bring out its varied properties, favorable to the growth of the seed and fruit. But the harvest will reward the painstaking efforts made in a supply of food for the necessities of man. There must be an intelligent, harmonious cooperation of the divine and human. The working of the soil is a lesson book, which, if read, will be of the greatest benefit to every student in our school. They may understand that surface work, haphazard half effort, will reveal itself in the harvest to be garnered. Preparations have been made to build a house for God. The word has come, arise and build a house for the Lord. The workmen have taken hold nobly, and the angels of God, we testify, have been in their midst. This is the work the Lord would have done in Kurenbong, and let not one in our schoolwork become discouraged. This is a lesson to be applied to our spiritual building of character with solid timbers. The very best kind of timber was secured for the building of our church. We did not stint in measurement, for we wanted the presence of the people who needed to assemble to worship God, and we wanted the heavenly angels and Jesus Christ in our midst. Let us apply the figure, ye are God's building, a temple prepared to be a home where God shall preside, a home where God's attributes shall be constantly shining forth in our characters, showing that we are living with God's presence. The inner sanctuary of the soul is consecrated to God, and we are to keep the soul dedicated, cleansed, purified for the sacred repository of truth. We need to consider carefully our own spiritual interest. If we are abiding in Christ, we shall not allow ambitious business transactions, even in our service for Him, to come before the spiritual fragrance that should characterize our association with our brethren, so that the crude elements in our characters shall break forth into action. In all the mechanical business our hands and minds shall undertake, let us be sure that we represent Christ's kindness, His long forbearance, His compassion, His goodness and love. We cannot afford to become too absorbed in our business transactions, even in doing service to God. We must strive prayerfully to hold in check our over-ambition in any enterprise, lest we run ahead of Jesus and meet obstacles that test and provoke us. If we will walk in the companionship of Christ, He will prepare the way for us, for His righteousness goeth before us, and the glory of the Lord shall be our reward. We are to follow where Christ leads the way. He makes no crooked paths for our feet to travel. We are dishonoring the Lord Jesus if we claim to be following Him and then are in altogether too great a hurry to take time to pray. Lead me, my Saviour, by Thy Spirit. Imbue me with Thy Holy Spirit, that I may be pleasant in all my words, cheerful and thankful day by day, testifying that Thou leadest me. As we listen to words of instruction that fell from His lips when He was instructing His disciples, we are to appropriate these words as if spoken directly to us, and he will purify us from vain ambition that has a desire to please and glorify self. Our individual selves must not get in the way. The Lord Jesus will purify our motives if we will let him do this by working out our own salvation with fear and with trembling. White Estate, Washington, D.C., May 21st, 1981.